Okay, everyone. Today we begin the second shiur of the inyan of Kofas Pasa Rosh. Yesterday we discussed the machlokes, the Rambam and Tosfos, whether a Kofas HaRosh is dafke batar like the Rambam, or is it even b'misparayim kein tar like the Balei Tosfos. And today, Bez Hashem, we're going to discuss. And we discussed the Gemara in Makkos of Chafam Beis. The Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan Pas Rosho, Sof Rosho, Vezeo Sof Rosho, Zehamashve Tzedo'ov, Lachare Ozno L'Padachta. And if a person smooths out the temple, right, smooths out the temple. So this way, just like there's no hair in the forehead and there's no hair behind the ear, there's no hair by the temple. So the question is, what is how many hairs do you have to remove in order to consider violating the sisser? Because the area is the temple area. So that means you draw a line from here, from the corner of the forehead to behind the ear. And then all this hair going down, the question is how far down, we'll have a separate share on that. But and then that is considered the makom. So therefore, what is it that you have to remove all the hair over there? Right. One could say a svara that it's not considered mashva. We'll see who has the svara. Unless you get rid of all the hair over there, that's really mashva. Right. If you get rid of all this temple hair. On either side, that's considered being mashra. So that's the question. How many hairs have to be removed in order for it to be considered that you violated this din of mashra peyosov? So the Rambam, look in page 2, Perek Yud Beis, Mehilchos Avodas Kochavim, Halacha Vav. So says the Rambam, Peya Zu Sheminichim Mitzdoim, the Peya, meaning Peya means the end of the hair of the head. It means this hair, the temple hair. So it was this hair on top of your head, that's the hair of the head. Then the end of the hair of the head, that's the peya of the Rosh. So you have to leave the peya. The shaman mizikinenu she'enu maniach pachos mi'arboim sa'arus. So the Rambam said he heard from his Rebbeim over here. He heard from his Rebbeim that you have to have at least 40 hairs there. Now, is that a chumra or a kula? What would you say? Well, to be pashtus, is that a chumra or a kula? A chumra or a kula? Huh? A kula, why? What? It was because the stomach, there's a lot of hairs there. I mean, probably much more than 40. Right? Simple shot. And yet, you're saying as long as there are 40 left, then you're okay. Then you're okay. So that, l'chor, at first glance, is a big kula. At first glance. So that's what the Rambam writes. Einu maniach pachos mi'arba'im sa'aros. However, if you look in the tour, on page 11. Says the Tor, Chosav HaRambam, Shira Peyas lo nitnu chachamim shir v'shamanu mizgenenu she'in menichim chachas me'arba'as arus. So the Tor has a different girsa than the Rambam. That all you need is what? Four hairs. Which is what? That's even a bigger kula. Right? It means if you take all the hairs, you pluck out all the hairs, as long as you have four hairs left, then you're okay. So there are two girsos in the Rambam, whether it's 40 hairs or four hairs. The way we have the girsa in the Rambam is 40, and the way the Torah on page 11 and 12 have the girsa in the Rambam, it's four. So it's 40 or four. Now 40 itself is a kula. Four is even a bigger kula to say that that's all you need. Okay, so that is the two girsos in the Rambam, either 40 or 4. Now, if you look in the Kolbo on page 9, he brings down both shiurim. The Kolbo on page 9 says, "Peyazu shemenichim etzdoim lo nitnu bo chacham shiur. Chosav haramim shemanu mizkenenu she'in menichim pachos mimem sa'aros. B'tzarech l'hachik dal sa'aros b'mokam ha'peyah." So it's very interesting. He says you can't have less than 40. But you should make sure to leave at least 4. So we'll have to see what does he mean by that. So he has both shiurim. He has 40 and 4. Now there is a Tosefta. There is a Tosefta. On page 6. Tosefta and Machlis. Says the Tosefta, Yesh Tolish Beis Aros V'Ovim Mishum Arba Dvarim. Where is it possible to pluck two hairs out of your hair, and you can do four Aveiros, four Chiyuvim. Nazir, if you're a Nazir, but if you're a Nazir, Mishum Mitzora, Mishum Yontif, and Mishum Makif. So in other words, so the Tosefta is saying you can pull out two hairs. Yilchayev, but we're only concerned now about Makif. Yilchayev Mishum Makif. So
maybe he pulled out the other hairs before, so he only had 42 hairs on his head.
Right. So we're going to see. So, what's the pshat? In other words, at first glance, the Tosefta means even though you have 89 hairs, whatever, you have a lot of hairs, and you pluck two hairs, that's already you violated an issa. It's not mashve. It's no mashve. There's someone to learn, maybe. The different ways of saying it. Some want to say it means like it's the tchila of mashva. In other words, maybe the issur is to begin to be mashva, even if you didn't actually finish mashva. So once you take two hairs from that, that's already the beginning of mashva. Or you could say, some want to say along the lines that it's sort of like a siag, and maybe a siyag doraisa, like Rav Yosef Engel has a whole discussion that normally siyagim are only drabanan, but sometimes you can have a siyag doraisa. So maybe this is a siyag, because it's mashma from here that chayiv, that it's a real chayiv, it's a real doraisa, not just the din drabanan. So this Tosefta is quoted in the Smag on page 8. So he says, Dr. Smag, Pei Yezusha Menichim Mitzdoim, O Nidnu Lochacha Mishir, Because of Rabbeinu Moshe, Shamanu Vikibalnu Mizkeneinu, Shulyaniach Pachas Me'arbas Aris. Can't have any less than four hairs, like the gears of the tour. He says, it's not so Pashat, because why? Shim Detanya B'Tosefta D'Makos, Yesh Tol Eshtes Aris, V'chai Mishim Nozir Mishim Makif. Because it seemingly says that all you have to do is shtei saros. So the pashup shot in the smag's kasha is that it's not mistabe, because he doesn't think the pashup shot, like Rav Yonason was saying, is that that you had, you know, only four left, and now you're being mamayit from four to two. You could say like that, and that would answer the question, because he's understanding that no, that the Rambam seemingly holds that all you need is if you have less than four, you violate the Isser, and the Tosefta is saying even if you had 99 hairs and you pluck two out, now you have 97, he's still violating the Isser. That's why he says Yesh L'Siyasha Badover. So if you'll take a look in the Marshal, page 10. Yesterday we did the Marshal in the Yamshal Shlomo. Today we'll do the Marshal in the Amude Shlomo. Marshal has a lot of different things. So this is a perish to the Smak. So this Marshal wrote a perish on the Smak. So he says, Omani Shish the Siasha Badover Pair Tokha Pligia Tosefto Ashir Shalarama. He says the Tosefta is arguing with the Rambam. In Loki and Lama Nokia Besaurus. A Lobatori Tolish Besaurus may a paver Bishkai Musa, a dying Sharu Habitve, a feel me a boy. Right? That's how he's teaching the smag, like we said before. Oh, the Irie Mashir Peya, like Rabbi Yonatan Tulati Shlita said, that it's talking about a Peya that had a Shir Mitzumtzum, 40 or 4, whatever the Shir is. The Hainu Mem Odal Tsaris, Vitolish Mehem Bey Tsaris, Shechaiva, and Kain Lama Noket Bey Tsaris. So he says, why is it then Bey Tsaris? It should be even Tsarachas. Even Tsarachas. Because once you're beneath the thing, so it's not such a question, like Rabbi Berger pointed out. Could be this shear of the Maisa Hakafa, you know, that there's a shear.
The shear on the Yantif and the Mitzvah and the Nazir.
Yeah.
So just like it has to be Yantif or a Mitzvah or a Nazir to be, we're talking, it's trying to give the maximum amount. You have another Gemara Makas that talks about plowing. So how many lava? So it's a similar type of.
Yeah. So he says. So in other words, so he's trying to explain to you why the smag didn't say, like Rabbi Yonason says, like this gentleman says, because he's saying that the smag thought if the pshat was 4 going down or 40 going down, so it wouldn't require two saros, even one seyar would be sufficient. If you seyar achas chayv, okay, tzarich lomer didas atosefta. In other words, it must mean that the Tosefta learns Pshat the way Marshall is explaining the Smag. Is, and we'll see, Rav Vosner has a beautiful... Rav Vosner very often in his farm, Shevet Halevi, he goes through a sugya, and he then summarizes the Shitas we show in always very clearly. So this sugya as well, so we'll see how... So meaning, what he's saying over here is, it could be that the Isser is on any time that you're taking Sa'aros away, so that's an Isser. In other words, it could be that others will hold that the Isser is only on the Gemar, on if you mamish Mashver. He's saying, no, once you do the beginning of the Mashver, that's already called Mashver, even though it's really not Mashver. So as long as you take 2 out of 90, you violate. So it could be that that's the pshat in the Tosefta, that the smag is machmir more than the Rambam. So the Rambam says that all you have to have is left is 40 or 4. So he's saying a tremendous chumrah above and beyond the Rambam. But then he says, perhaps we can learn the smag in a different way. Or it could be that you could say that Tosefta is saying a tremendous kula. The Tosefta is saying it's only a problem if you have 2 hairs left. And now you're getting rid of those 1 hair or 2 hairs, and now you're being mashva, and that's more kal than the Rambam, who says that all you have to worry about is that you don't have less than 40 or 4. Kach tzorach yishashiv im divrei Rambam neichol shel divrei Tosefta. And then he says, v'yesh toin v'omrim, maybe, in other words, it's lav davke shtei saros. In other words, since they mention all these things, and nozir has the din of shtei saros, so they mention it together. But nechanami by peis is not shtei saros. So he says he doesn't like that. The toos biyadam. Chadid the b'hagol smaymini lohiskir nozir klal. That in the Hagos Maimonim, when they quote this din, they don't mention Nazir at all. But Nazir is not a kind of field Sarah Echad. And the din by Nazir is even Sayer Echad. If you look, that's another Tosefta. On page 7. Chome betiglachas, shatiglachas ein lashir, also bas amagalechas vechas ein kem shteyim. Ein lashir. So some learn that means ein lashir. So even 1 hair is already a problem.
So that sounds more like a right against the Marashals. Because if Nazir's on the list, and we see that Nazir is only 1 hair, maybe if it's all going on Yantar, which is 2 hairs, so therefore the 2 hairs is to go through all the cases. And therefore, if once we see Nazir's on the list, then why would we learn out 2 hairs
So let's see how this is brought in the tour in the Beis Yosef, this whole discussion. So comes the Beis Yosef on page 11. Says that he doesn't understand the kasha. He says the smag says yesh l'siyashe bedova because of the tosefta, right? The last word online is huksha. The eini yodea ma huksha l'smag. He says, no, I don't see what the problem is with the smog. I'll give you a Rambam. Tosefta, a Rambam ayu b'shir anochas ha'peya. Kama saros kailan yecha. Tosefta, I told saros me'apeya. In other words, he's saying there's no problem. What Rabbi Yonason said. In other words, the Rambam is talking about how much do you have to have. You have to have 40 or 4. But then, don't think just because you minimize from 40 to 39 that that's a chiyuv, or from 4 to 3. No, as Rabbi Berger pointed out, you need a shear of hekif. In other words, a shear of taking away. And that shear is shtei saros. Because even though you go from 40 to 39, it's also, but you know, 39 is close enough to 40. And it looks like there's 40 even though it's 39. But once there's two hairs, that already is the shear that the Torah was koveya. Well, that's what the Beis Yosef says. So comes the Ramah and the Darkei Moshe. And he says, Vani tom al dvar velu. In other words, basically this whole discussion that we've had back and forth, is it mistaber to say that that's what the Tosefta is saying or not? So the Darkei Moshe is not mistaber. Mistaber that's talking about 100 saros. And yet, afal pi kein, you chayiv in with two. Chayiv with two. But then comes the Beis Yosef on page 11. It says, but what about the other gears of the Rambam? The gears of the Rambam, that it's four. V'amashi yesh l'daktik b'divrei Rambam who the Sfarim de Garsi Arba Sa'aros have a Shir Muad B'Yosef. I feel the Sfarim de Garsi Arboim Kati have a Shir Muad. The Hadatan Rabban Pasrosho in Sofrosho is a Mashat Zdov, Ozno Padachto, Kosov Achre Ozno, Ain Shir Seer Klum, the Kach Mitzko Ain Seer Klum, of all the Zdov, the empty ish Seer, Ibu Mashvir, not to call a Seer Shibit Zdov, the Midas Kre Ozno, the Makum Sofrosh. Whereas Lachora, in other words, he's saying that, let's step back for a minute. I mean, the din is mashve, which pashas means that just like there's no hair by the forehead, so there's no hair behind the ear, so there's no hair here, and that's what you violate the issur. So what's this 44? So he says chiddush here. Mi efsha da Rambam lo yoyiv shiura ela lerochav shir peya, the lo laarka. In other words, maybe it's a din in the rochav, in the width. That's one of the pictures they have on that chart. In other words, a yulata, there's a certain shear that has to be in length. But what about in width? In other words, whatever the shear in length is, we didn't get to that. But what about the shear in width? So he says, well, maybe that's what the 40 saros are talking about. That, as Rabbi Berger pointed out, means 40 saros this way, not the 40 saros in totality of the whole thing. But you shouldn't thin your sideburns, meaning chop off in width. And if you don't have 40 in Rochav, then you're violating the Issur. So maybe. Rashi lo ayriel b'shir orcha. And maybe Rashi is saying the shir of orach, aval shir rachva lo ayriel b'kol mocha mashva lo Mitzar Ligalea Sasmi Rochva Shalpeya that came with the Mishra Mitzah Sarainu Mashra Tzadov. But he says he doesn't think again that that's the Pashtus, because even if you chop up a little in the width, you're still not being Mashra. So he's confused here. What's the Pshat here? Tzatzi Yeshul Dach came to the Rashi. Shekos of Imu Mashve, the Notol Kolos Shem Tzdov, Mashve Davke, the Notlo, Kulo, who the Osser, Valitum, Tzoso, Shari Al-Korch, Baruch of Ayri, the Kei Gavna, Aval Pisha Yitok, Tzoso, Adayin, Einu Mashve, Tzdov, Lachare Ozdo, Badachto. So in the end, he says, Nira, they came in the Sveika Daraisahu, he says, but all these pshatim were saying, like the Rambam, and maybe the Rambam meant this way, maybe the Rambam meant that way, maybe it means Rochav. But in the end of the day, it's a Safik Daraisa. So Safik Daraisa, you have to go Lachumra. And the Lachumra is to assume that you can't take any two hairs. Any two hairs in this zone is forbidden. So, and that's the way it appears in Shulchan Aruch, page 13. Shir HaPeya, Mikineget Seah Shal Padachto, Spad Lamatim and Hoz, Makum Shalachi Atach, and Yotzei Mispare, Shom, Ol Rochav Makum Zeh Lo Siko Boyad. So this area of the temple, Lo Sigo Bayat. So I told you, some want to say that's a mucker for the long pace, but that's not what Lo Sigo Bayat means. Lo Sigo Bayat means don't take away from the Soros. But if you have Soros that are long and you just cut, that's not what he means, Lo Sigo Bayat. He said yesterday maybe the Marshal meant that, perhaps, when he asked it even Misparayim Shaloka Intar. The question is, we'll have to discuss how far. Like, does it go? Like, the Rochav, till where? I was once in MTJ many years ago, probably 20 years ago, and a certain Choshev Rav was speaking to Reb David Feinstein on this question. On what if you have, like, hair over here? Is that part of the Rochav or not? So that we'll have to see when we do the other halachas of what's considered... you know, where does the Rochav end? Is this, if there's a hair that grows here, is that part of the Rochav, or do you say this is a separate, this is not part of the temple, this is the cheek, maybe, so maybe that's not part of the so Bezer Shem Od Chazon L'moed. So like Rav Abadi told me last night, he said the whole discussion of 40 and 4 is not relevant l'halacha, because in the end Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down any of this. It only brings down the Chumrah of that was stopping, and therefore we. So it's a nice discussion with the Rambam, with the 40 and the 4 and this and that. But at the end of the day, the Shulchan Aruch says Lo Siga Boyad means don't think that if you have 90 hairs, you could just take 30 away or even 2 away, because you'll be left with 88, and that's way more than 40, so we can't.
It happens in Rohan Talacha if you have 40 hairs, to take away one, so the Rambam would play in to not take away that one, according to Zesta, if you let it take away one.
Right, if you would have that situation, maybe there would be a chashash to Raisa even to take away one, or would we say that? Okay, maybe. I mean, but usually it doesn't come up so much. The Chasam Sofer has several tshuvas on these topics. He quotes here on page 14. He See, the nafkamina, if you hold that it's yeah, umidlo biya kein mash with leisle hay tosefta. So he says maybe the Rambam bechlal doesn't hold from that tosefta. And then he quotes what we said yesterday when we were discussing the question of Rabbi Kiva Eger, how is it mutter to comb your payas? Hard to psikreshe that Shnei Saras would fall down. So the Chasam Sofer himself says that he thinks midaraisa, in other words, he's saying Pshan the Rambam, and midaraisa all you need is two hairs, and once you have two hairs you're not mashve. And midrabanan they said mishum arasayin you need four hairs, and therefore the psikreshe and the drabanan they weren't so choshesh for. The Tashbetz as well discusses this. So the Tashbetz discusses, so what's the where did the Rambam get 40 from? Where did the Rambam get 40? He got it from his Rebbeim, his Canaan. Where does that come from? So there are a couple of Kadmonim, you know, the Tashbetz is who discussed the possibility of where the Rambam get the shear from. So he writes the Tashbetz, ani yanti b'ze k'dum leish as kainim lamudov b'ze b'shir korcha. That maybe the shear of 40 sorrows is the shear of korcha. We know that chas v'shalom someone dies, so you can't rip hair out of your head as avelus, that the person's so distressed. So what is it? One hair? One hair is not a problem. So you have to rip enough hair that there's a whole noticeable space that hair was ripped out. So what is that? What is that shear? He says, "The meaning of sech is matis. Came pasuk harav zal. The Rambam in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Perkut Beis, Halacha Tes Vav says, 'Shehi kegris.' Oh, so gris. Normally, we think of gris and Hilchas neither. But he says the shear is." You know, those that didn't learn Hilchas Nida yet, it's relevant for Kisamim, Kulei. A woman has a stain on a beged, it's a white beged, and it's so she's Tomei, even though it's not her regular flow, she's still going to be Tomei, Midrabanan, but it has to be a certain size. So Geris V'od. So the Rambam says that the shear of Korcha is Geris. And Bez Hashem, when we learn Nid the next year, we could be Ma'ayan exactly what the Shear of Gris is. But he says, Gris, who Shear Meruba, shall Shalosh Adoshos, al Shalosh Adoshos. It's three lentils by three lentils. This is Shear of nine lentils. And each Adosha is the Shear of Shtei Saros, al Shtei Saros. So Mimela, if you have the Shtei Adoshos, if you have nine Adoshos or nine Adoshos, and that's Shtei Saros, so that's like 36 Saros and 39 times 4 is 36. 36 Saros and 36 Saros. And we mail it to round out the corners, you put an extra Seir in each corner, so you get 40. So that's his word. He says that, or l'chumra l'odach, whatever. He just said l'chumra, he rounded it off. But he says that he thinks that since in Hilchas Korcha, what's the idea of Korcha? It should be noticeable that there's a gap. It should be noticeable there's a gap. So if you have 40 saros missing, that's noticeable. So that's the shear Korcha, and maybe that's the shear of Mashve. Because that's at least, it might be not total Hashva, but at least it's noticeable that there's a gap. And that's the... That's the Tashbates. The Tashbates says this. And the Sha'ol Sha'al, which is a very choshev sefer by Shaul Brach, he also quotes this. And then he wants to say Pshat in the Kolbo. Shaul Sha'al, Shaul Brach, was one of the Gedolei Olam of his time. He wrote many, many Sfarim. In the Hasidic world, in the non-Hasidic world, people never heard who he was. In the Hasidic world, he's everything. You know, it's a different world, you know. You know. So the Shaul Sha'al, he quotes the Kolbo that we started with. The Kolbo has both. So he says, "Upela shemevi shtei hanusos yachin." So what is, why is he bringing both? Yeshna malchum shtei hayaksuvim b'haram. So he says maybe they were both in the Rambam. So he says that the nevetam kabbalas haram latzich mem saras kasim shuk kasim sofer v'adam in a tor kol shiniach beis saras me'apei ainu el chayv kakepei the rakshel lo yishve. Right. Ulam. So the Chasim Sofer says his pshad, and 40 is the din of Mar Zion. But he says, Ulam lo ra shut hashbeitz. The Chasim Sofer didn't say the shut hashbeitz, who gives this other pshad. Then there's a kadmon, so it's considered more authoritative. So that Shia Korch is Lamed Vav Soros, and then you round it out to 40, or one here and it's missing from each corner. So he says, Masha Amru Mem Soros, Yichosh Bezem Bez Dorom, Neshahum. Okay, so maybe they rounded it off. So he says, like this. Rambam Kosev Shashir HaPeya Hu Shetzarech Laniach Mem Saras Agam Shemel Torah Hayadai Yiminich Lamed Vav Saras Shashir Korcha Vol Tzarech Laniach Yigdal Saras B'mokam HaPeya Shir L'chol Keren Korsha Panus Hamitiz Rambam Hu Shetzarech Laniach Mem Saras. So he's saying that a new pshat, I mean, this is a shtickle papulim, but it's from Rodham Godel. So he's saying that it's the, that maybe the Rambam sheet is that 36 is the Din Daraisa. That's the real Shir Korcha. And then 4 was the is an Ere Chumrah, and that's what the Kolbo was saying. That really, it should be 36, but you should be Machmir on the extra 4 as well. And but, I mean, again, these are conjectures, but they come from Gedolei Olam. There is a sefer called Revid HaZahav on page 20. Now, Revid HaZahav is a sefer on Chumash, where basically he discusses like different halachas that the Gemara learns out and how they learned it out from the Pasuk. It's like they combine the dinim in the Gemara and the Pesukim. I remember many years ago when I was in Rav Shech Tashir, so he still gives a Thursday Chumash year. So one year he said that Rav Nissen Alpert showed him the Sefer Revid HaZahav, and he couldn't put it down. So every week he would be quoting from the Sefer Revid HaZahav, because Rav Nissen Alpert recommended it and he liked it. So in the Revid HaZahav, he says the same word, that it's a Shir of Korcha, and which is Shir Gris, which is 36 hairs, and then he quotes the Tashbates, Shuv Matasi, he thought of this on his own. And then he says, Shuv Matasi, that the Tashbates says this as well. There's a Teshuva in the Chacham Tzvi on page 22. He discusses the Smag and the Rambam. So he discusses what Rabbi Yonason said, that maybe the Rambam that Tosefta is talking about, that it was four Saras left, and then he became a Nazir, and then he was Megaleach. But they'll call it Dochak. Of a smag, but this is a dochak. That's what he wrote. Leis yesh leis yashiv v'dover. And the Mechas Chinuch discusses the shir of nazir, that maybe it's only one sa'ara, etc. So I told you that Rav Vosner. Summarizes the sheet is here. Again, in the end of the day, you know, it's not so, like everybody said to me, in the end of the day, you know, 44 is not so relevant. Lamaisa, you know, because any Shtei Soros we're going to be mafia for. So he says here, the Shevet HaLevi, on page 24, he thinks that there are three shitas in Rishonim what the din d'oraisa is. So he says the smag shita is that the iser is hascholas hekif. The Rambam shita is, if you lump shot the Rambam, that it's to finish off, and the din of 40 is just a in the Rabbanon. So the Rambam sheet is perhaps it's the, at least on a Daraisa level, is the Sof Hekif. To really, and then he quotes the Brach and the Prisha. That's a Brach and a Prisha, Los Kifu, Los Chatchi, Los Hatchif. El Das Cholse Isserach B'mem Saros. Whereas he says that the Din Daraisa is once you have mem. In other words, from going from 90 to 70 is not a din d'oraisa. We're going from 40, anything down, so that you look at the Bach and the Prisha, he feels that's the din d'oraisa. Only when you diminish from 40, and that would be the din d'oraisa. As I said, in the end of the day, it doesn't matter because then the Revi'i Zohar on page 21 gives another possibility. Again, it's not so important, these possibilities. I mean, whatever the Rambam source was, it was. Whatever his Kanim source was, and it's not so relevant. He gives another conjecture on page 21 that. That maybe it's from the Shir Peya, which is Echem Mishishim. By Peya, you know, by the din of Peya in your field. You have to leave off the corner of the field, so you have to leave the Echem Mishishim in the corner of the field. And that's the Peya, is the same, the Peya Sarosh is the same idea, the end, the Sof. So just like over there, it's one Shishim, so Shiru Chachamim. Canaan, that if you have 40 left, then you have already Echad Shishim, and that's considered that you have, that you left to pay. And that's the shear that you have to leave for on page 21 in the first column towards the bottom of the first paragraph. That's another, again, in the end of the day, it's not really going to make such a such a difference. And as Yerushalmi, Yesh Chol Shtei Saros Taivalei Mishem Arba. But was this then? This Tosefta is quoted in Yerushalmi as well. Maslisa Pliga Rabbi Ila. Maslisa is Tosefta. Yesh Chol Shtei Saros Taivalei Mishem Arba. Lav. Shem Nozim Shem Tzorim Shem Yontiv Shem Makis. In the Bavli, they point out, Svarim point out that it's not brought down in this whole Tosefta. So some want to say maybe Taka the Bavli, but it would be easy to say that the Bavli just holds that that it's not the din of Shtei Saros, it's just the din of Mashva, maybe even Midrabana. But in the end of the day, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin Lechumra, so that's it is what it is. So we could sit and theorize what we would like the halacha to be, or not, but in the end of the day, that's what it is. Filu Shtei Saros, and the smag, Yesus Yashe Badover, and you can give all different pshatim, but in the end of the day, they sveik alo nafka. And it's still a suffix deraisa, so therefore, so even Shtei Saros, you have to be careful not to take any Shtei Saros from that makom. And then we have to see where does that makom go. You know, how far down does it go? That will be position in the future.
Just in the Tosefta and the Yerushalmi, why is it Shir Yom Tov and not Shabbos?
He was talking about Malchus. Yet of the Malchus. Okay, we'll have a minute in 2 minutes. We'll get ready. We'll have a minute. Okay, Gershon. You know how to show them? Let him show them.
I'll let him for this time. He'll show me.
Yeah, I'll show you. If you press the wrong button, they could get erased.
Yeah, we'd rather not do that.
Because it happened before, I got erased. Yeah, that's good. Came